Mr. Makandola Stephen is a resident of Oshogbo, the Osun State capital, who lives with sight impairment. He told Radio Nigeria that his application to work as a teacher was rejected in 5 private schools in the capital city because of his sight challenge.
I graduated with second class upper hand. Ever since then, I've been looking for a teaching job, but all the interviews that I went for, because I'm having an eye challenge, when they see my condition, they will just tell me that they will definitely get back to me, and I didn't hear anything from them.
Mr. Steven said it was the Empower program of the federal government that came to his rescue after 60 years of graduating from the university. Similarly, Ms. Bimbo Yusuf told Radio Nigeria that she was avoided by children on the streets and in school just because of impairment while she was growing up. The Osun State chairman of the Association of People Living with Disabilities, Mr. Ken Donitiju, explained that despite much noise and advocacy, people with one form of disability or the other still suffer abuse of their rights. He pointed out that cultural practices, attitude of people, including parents of people with physical challenge, remain major sources of human rights abuse of persons with disabilities. Mr. Nitiju cited the case of persons with hearing impairment.
We need an interpreter for deaf in all our public engagement. People with they are not participate in all government engagement or public engagement because there is no interpreter for them. They are citizens of Nigeria. If they get to the hospital, there is no interpreter for them to interpret condition of their head. Even though in our television broadcast, we need interpreter for our people with hearing impaired.
And Oshogbo-based civil rights lawyer, Mr. Henry Odoyo, said the discrimination experienced by persons with physical limitations constituted abuse of their rights, as the Constitution places all persons as equal and should have equal opportunities.
Their rights are not being properly taken care of. What is the percentage of people living with disability that are being employed every time we have opportunity of employment, whether at state, federal, and local government level? Let's talk of a private sector.
Mr. Odoyo called on the leadership of the various associations representing special persons to be more articulate in the fight for their rights. Just as the theme of this year's International Human Rights Day dictates, recover better, stand for human rights. Mr. Odoyo, however, called on government and the society at large that as the world continues to combat COVID-19 pandemic and get better, that they should stand for the rights of persons with disability in particular because of their peculiar situations, which is never the fault of theirs. From Oshogbo, Adenitan Akiola, Radio Nigeria.